Canto 1. The little vessel of my mind hoists sail and makes a course for calmer waters now, letting that cruel sea fall far behind her. Now of that second kingdom I shall sing, where human souls are purified of sin and made worthy to ascend to heaven. And since, O holy muses, I am yours, here let my dead poetry rise again from hell's dominion, and let Calliope now rise to join my song with her sweet strains, whose power the magpies felt so sharply they despaired of ever hearing pardon. The sweet hue of oriental sapphire, suffusing through the sky's unclouded face, bright and clear as far as the horizon, brought pleasure to my sight again, as soon as I had left behind me that atmosphere which had so oppressed my eyes and heart. Love's lovely planet, the comfort in love, was making all the eastern heavens smile with light, and veiling Pisces in her train. Turning to my right, I looked up towards the other southern pole and saw four stars no eyes had seen since our first parents' loss. All the heavens revelled in their soft light. O widowed north, to be denied that sight. When my eyes left them, I turned a little toward the northern pole, from where the wane had disappeared, and discovered near me an old man, alone, whose face demanded the respect a son would owe a father. His beard was long and touched with strands of white, as was his hair, which tumbled to his chest in two great tresses. Rays of sacred light from the four stars struck his face so brightly it might have been the sun reflected there. "Who are you," he cried, shaking back his plumes, "to challenge the hidden river's current and escape from the eternal prison? Who was your guide? What served as lantern to light your passage through the deepest night, which keeps that infernal pit in darkness? Have the laws of the abyss been broken? Is heaven's counsel newly changed to decree that you, damned, may approach these rocky slopes?" My guide took me strongly by the arm. A glance and gesture bid me bend my knees and head. He answered, "I do not journey this way on my own behalf or will, but on this man's. A lady, sent from heaven, prayed my help in guiding him, still living, through the maze in which by his folly he found himself. His final hour was close approaching, but a short time remained to change his ways, so I was sent to him as rescuer. There was no other path to follow here. I showed him the people in perdition. Now I intend to show him those sinners who purify themselves in your domain. May it please you to offer him welcome. He seeks freedom, and how precious that is, the man who gives his life for it knows well. You know, for freedom's sake in Utica, you found death sweet. There where you put aside the robe that will shine bright on Judgment Day. Eternal edicts have not been broken. This man lives, and Minos does not bind me. I dwell in the circle where the chaste eyes of your Marcia look up imploring for remembrance. Allow, for her love's sake, our passage across your seven kingdoms. If we of that circle are not too low to speak of you, I shall bear her our thanks." "Marcia so pleased my eyes," Cato replied. "While I was there within the other world, any kindness she asked, I satisfied. Now she dwells..."